driftwood door creaks open. Waves crash somewhere in the distance. The door creaks closed, silencing the noise of waves and bringing into focus the dry, violent snap of a crackling fire. Have you come to kill me? No. What have you come here for, then? The long and short of it. The performance was to take place. The performance was to take place in a place during a day. The performance was to take place in a place during a day, in a month, on a year, and was commissioned by a body. The performance was to take place in a specific place during a certain significant place. In a month with appropriate weather. The performance was to take place in a place during a day by a generous and relevant body. The performance was to take place in a place. The performance was to take place in a place. The performance was to take place in a place. The performance was to take place in a specific place during a certain significant day in a month with appropriate weather on a landmark year and was commissioned by a generous and relevant body.
Interior. Train.
Ulrich, 36, enters. Sunglasses, future-proof. Grey suit jacket below, sunglasses. Salmon-coloured shirt below, sunglasses. Polished oxblood loafers below salmon-coloured shirt below, sunglasses. Gold ring on hand on thick pewter belt buckle above undone fly below, sunglasses. Camel-coloured chinos below, sunglasses. Ulrich takes his hand slowly away from his belt buckle and opens a can of Diet Coke with it. He smiles and bats his girlishness at the group. He lands on a seat, legs 11:15, fake bulge and nefarious situ, and removes his jacket. He loosens his shiny tie and plants imperious-like to feed us writing.
As a Roomba, I often experience corner horror, 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 corner horror.
Ulrich falls forward. He's dead! A book containing burnout tucked into Ulrich's back pocket slides out and open onto the floor. The others, back to him, back to back and back in town for the weekend, back busting balls and screwing around, read its pages, covering the corners in spittle for digesting. They put day-old pret eggs into Ulrich's agape mouth for a game of golf.
World's greatest boss. World's greatest dad. World's greatest grandpa. World's greatest, world's greatest. World's greatest, world's greatest, world's greatest, world's greatest. World's greatest. World's greatest, greatest, greatest. World's, 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 great. World's greatest, world's greatest. World's greatest, greatest, world's.
Enter PC Leroy Leroy, a police officer.
An abyss.
The others scatter. Leroy has damaged goods after a video of him twerking at Notting Hill Carnival went viral. The morning of the carnival was much like any other morning. He woke and sat on the side of his bed. He coughed up the night that had collected in his lungs and mingled his toes with the twisted villi of the brown pile rug for the feeling. That morning, Leroy crept across the bedroom floor and locked the standing fan on its turning axis. He positioned the fan closer to his wife, who had escaped above the covers to get cooler in the night. That morning he extracted a bit of sticky hair out of her face, tucked it behind her ear and gently kissed her on the forehead, like he always did. There on the bedside table, her gold Irish wristwatch, distorted through a tall glass of water, like it always did. That morning Leroy put on his uniform in front of the mirror, like he always did, and watched the soles of his wife's bare feet reflected there. That morning, Leroy thought his wife's feet especially beautiful. They drowsily arched and wrinkled to life, the left moving over its twin like the disorientation of new puppies.
All thumbs.
It was an angle of her he had seen 1,000 times, an angle he never tired of. That morning, unfortunately, Leroy mistook a kind of permanent ink in his wife's bureau for a brand of temporary face paint. Then, now and forever, Leroy wears 2 Jamaican flags on his flushed pink cheeks.
Hello, 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 hello.
Leroy gestures to Ulrich's body and looks at the others as suspects. One of the men, an envoy, Basil.
Men are monsters, monsters, monsters.
Picks up Dead Ulrich's book about burnout and reads from its faded pages to Leroy.
People are a blood vector, Leroy. Start here and then end. We are circuitous in terms of that we are.
Basil takes out a small bottle wrapped in a brown paper bag from inside his long trench and offers some to Leroy. Leroy hesitates and then accepts. He takes a swig.
Are you following?
Yeah. Okay then. Leroy takes another swig. He takes another swig and another swig and another swig and another swig. He blinks like a newborn and sways gently backward, putting his weight into his heels before correcting himself upright. The others start chanting, quietly at first, increasing in volume. They get louder. Leroy begins to grin. He loves it. He can barely contain himself. He starts to dance. Leroy is feeling himself. Leroy. 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 Leroy is smiling ear to ear. The flags on his pink cheeks roll into a green smudge around his dimples.
Leroy.
Leroy begins to cry. He is overwhelmed. A puddle of tears forms around his feet. A subway preacher rolls a small amplifier onto the train and raises a microphone to his lips.
Do Leviticus. Leviticus.
Rory shouts. Rory is homosexual and thinly drawn. His role is this line. The subway preacher holds the mic to his lips. He breathes, ripping the mic with each exhale. In and for what feels like a destiny. When the subway preacher speaks, he speaks with a serious and converting economy. A tone. Spark flies out from the subway preacher's amplifier and lands in the puddle of tears around Leroy's feet. Leroy is electrocuted. His skeleton strobes and then he collapses dead. The door creaks open. The sound of the ocean washes in.
Where are you going? There is no beauty in this story.
Wait, there is beauty coming. There is beauty coming.
Interior, stalled train, red signal at Brixton Station. Valentine's Day. Funereal atmosphere.
All performers on the carriage sit in their seats, absorbed by their own thoughts. They look intently in all different directions. The body count stands at 2. Ulrich as the bass, a steaming Leroy as the ham awaiting his top. The platform outside the carriage is lined with protesters staging a sit-in for a free Palestine. Sewed amongst them, standing, are a dozen or so boyfriends, all clutching the same supermarket flowers. A tableau so impossibly universal it is difficult to look at for too long. The protesters shield their eyes. Leroy's wife, along with 10 schoolchildren and a necromancer, stand in a circle around Leroy and Ulrich's bodies. Since Leroy's death at the hands of the subway preacher, Leroy's wife has found community in magic. She met the necromancer at a meeting in Victoria. They hit it off. The red signal goes green, the train begins to move, and the action unfreezes.
Leroy's wife begins to sing. She sings very beautifully. A second voice eventually joins hers in the chorus. It is a Leroy's.
There was beauty.
Yes.
Leroy was brought back to life.
Maybe.
And Ulrich?
Who? Oh, Ulrich. Yeah.
What happened next?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing? Why?
As far as the art world is concerned, I made the cardinal mistake of conceiving a work of public art that the public may have actually liked. Funding was cut. Never happened.
Why have you told me this?
I was walking. Walking. Yeah, I was walking along the beach and I saw this place, so I let myself in and sat down and waited.
Waited for what?
An audience. An audience. The narrator pulls off a toenail that was hanging from his big toe and puts it in his mouth.
I see.
Yes, I was walking along the beach looking for an audience, and I saw this place and sat down and waited for one. And then you came in and then the universe just... Yes, I was walking along the beach looking for an audience, and I saw this place and sat down and waited for one. And then you came in and the universe just sort of... Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not here to kill you. Yeah, I mean, no, I'm not here to kill you. I'm not here to kill you.
I'm not here to kill you.